Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. As we enter into Advent, let's see how the prophets point the way. Tonight's story comes from Isaiah chapter 61.
The Spirit of the Lord and King is on me. The Lord has anointed me to announce good news to poor people. He has sent me to comfort those whose hearts have been broken. He has sent me to announce freedom for those who have been captured. He wants me to set prisoners free from their dark cells. He has sent me to announce the year when he will set his people free. He wants me to announce the day when he will pay his enemies back. Our God has sent me to comfort all those who are sad. He wants me to help those in Zion who are filled with sorrow. I will put beautiful crowns on their heads in place of ashes. I will anoint them with olive oil to give them joy instead of sorrow. I will give them a spirit of praise in place of a spirit of sadness. They will be like oak trees that are strong and straight. The Lord himself will plant them in the land. That will show how glorious he is. They will rebuild the places that were destroyed long ago. They will repair the buildings that have been broken down for many years. They will make the destroyed cities like new again. They have been broken down for a very long time. The Lord says, "I love those who do what is right. I hate it when people steal and do other sinful things. So I will be faithful to my people, and I will bless them. I will make a covenant with them that will last forever. Their children after them will be famous among the nations. Their families will be praised by people everywhere. All those who see them will agree that I have blessed them. The people of Jerusalem will say,
'We take great delight in the Lord. We are joyful because we belong to our God. He has dressed us with salvation as if it were our clothes. He has put robes of godliness on us. We are like a groom who is dressed up for his wedding. We are like a bride who decorates herself with her jewels. The soil makes the young plant come up. A garden causes seeds to grow. In the same way, the Lord and King will make godliness grow, and all the nations will praise him.'"
Jesus reads this scripture one day at the synagogue and says that he is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord and King are on him to announce good news to the poor people." Listen to the good news he brings. Freedom for those captured. Can I picture what it would be like to be in a dark, lonely place with no way out? If I can't go outside or play, how would I feel? What would I want someone to say to me? The prophet announces that God will trade good things for bad things. Beautiful crowns instead of ashes. Oil of joy instead of sorrow. A spirit of praise instead of a spirit of sadness. As I hear the story again, can I picture a place where everyone is joyful and free? What do I see there?
The Spirit of the Lord and King is on me. The Lord has anointed me to announce good news to poor people. He has sent me to comfort those whose hearts have been broken. He has sent me to announce freedom for those who have been captured. He wants me to set prisoners free from their dark cells. He has sent me to announce the year when he will set his people free. He wants me to announce the day when he will pay his enemies back. Our God has sent me to comfort all those who are sad. He wants me to help those in Zion who are filled with sorrow. I will put beautiful crowns on their heads in place of ashes. I will anoint them with olive oil to give them joy instead of sorrow. I will give them a spirit of praise in place of a spirit of sadness. They will be like oak trees that are strong and straight. The Lord Himself will plant them in the land. That will show how glorious He is. They will rebuild the places that were destroyed long ago. They will repair the buildings that have been broken down for many years. They will make the destroyed cities like new again. They have been broken down for a very long time. The Lord says, I love those who do what is right. I hate it when people steal and do other sinful things. So I will be faithful to my people, and I will bless them. I will make a covenant with them that will last forever. Their children after them will be famous among the nations. Their families will be praised by people everywhere. All those who see them will agree that I have blessed them. The people of Jerusalem will say,
We take great delight in the Lord. We are joyful because we belong to our God. He has dressed us with salvation as if it were our clothes. He has put robes of godliness on us. We are like a groom who is dressed up for his wedding. We are like a bride who decorates herself with her jewels. The soil makes the young plant come up. A garden causes seeds to grow. In the same way, the Lord and King will make godliness grow, and all the nations will praise him.
At the end of the story, the people of Jerusalem respond to what God does. Can I imagine wearing clothes that God gives me? Clothes of gladness? What do they look like? Can I imagine what it would be like for all the things God promised to come true? Would it be like Christmas morning? I take a moment now to delight in God, to be joyful because I belong to God. What would I like to say to Jesus now, who takes all my sadness and turns it to joy?
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.